nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I've got to tell you, listening to Jesse Turner, I understand why he has been a stand-up comedian. He's been out in front of the public so often during his life, but now he's devoting much of his life to being a civil rights leader and a homeless activist. And you know the weird thing is he's running for a Republican nomination. A Republican nomination for the U.S. House of Representatives. I think that's incredible. Now I want to see how the Democrats will try and treat him. If they'll view him as a turncoat, so to speak. I can't wait to see how his fellow Republicans will deal with him. This is going to be an interesting race to watch. Again, I haven't seen anybody step out. And again, running against Dina Titus is no fun. I mean, she's got tons of money. This will be one to watch. If this is a wave election, this race in CD1 is going to be something to see. Because you're going to have people going after Dina Titus that she's not liberal enough, not progressive enough, not socialist enough. So she may end up getting a primary and have to spend some money to do it. And I think Jesse Turner is going to be an interesting candidate to watch. So we'll see what happens there. Coming up a little bit later on, why did Stavros Anthony lose his court case, which went all the way to the state Supreme Court? His attorney is Mark Hutchison, the founding partner of Hutchison Stephan, and we'll find out. We'll find out what happened and what went wrong. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 431 right now, as you work your way home after a long day at work, you are greeted with a crash there on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara, which is slowing things down there on the 15. You're bumper-to-bumper southbound 15 at Washington. Also bumper-to-bumper 15 northbound at Charleston as you work your way through the corridor there. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour on the 15 at the moment. Heavy volumes on the 515 as well, westbound at Eastern. You are pretty much bumper to bumper there as well. Look for some slow flows on the Beltway, 215 south at Robbindale. And very slow, that's westbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights advance to the Stanley Cup semifinals as they pick up a win against the Colorado Avalanche yesterday 6-3. The Golden Knights were down in the series 2-0, and then they win the next four. Alex Pietrangelo scoring his first goal of the postseason. Nick Holden, William Karlsson, Keegan Kolsar, William Carrier, and Max Pacioretty also scoring for the Golden Knights. Marc-Andre Fleury makes 30 saves as the Golden Knights get the win, and they go on to face off against Montreal in the semifinals. That series is set to begin coming up on Monday. The Raiders have announced that they have waived safety Kima Sivirant. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Father's Day.
Yep, just got 25% off some Champion t-shirts at Kohl's. My dad's all about staying active.
Sounds terrific.
Was that a dad joke?
It's not fitting. Like the yard games I got from my husband. They were 50% off and I got Kohl's cash.
It's the best feeling, isn't it?
What, the deals or the Kohl's cash? Or getting it in less than an hour with free store pickup?
Well, all the above.
Select style. Sale ends June 20th. Coupons do not apply to Champion. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. Don't know if you caught this yesterday, but there have been media reports that the Department of Justice under Donald Trump sought phone records for a lot of Democrats, including Adam Schiff, supposedly. Adam Schiff's phone records were sought by the Department of Justice under Bill Barr. And last night, first time I've seen him speak out about this, was with Chris Cuomo on CNN. Adam Schiff, this is Cut 6, talking about the DOJ seeking phone records. Here it is.
How did you feel when you learned that you were being targeted this way by the United States government?
Shocked on the one hand, not surprised on the other. I did wonder, you know, for a few years with the president calling for a committee to be investigated, calling for me to be investigated, whether, you know, the department was going to do it. And, you know, certainly it looks like they were going after records of the committee, including my own. What they were looking for, I still don't know. Apparently they didn't find anything, but when they wanted to close down the investigation, Barr wouldn't let them. It's just another terrible abuse of the rule of law, the Department of Justice. I spent almost 6 years with the Department of Justice. I love my experience there. I venerate the department, and to see how it was turned into this bludgeon to go after the president's enemies and a shield to protect those who lied for him, people like Roger Stone and Mike Flynn and others, it's disgraceful, but it's also such a body blow to our democracy.
Does it matter to you that they used grand juries to get this subpoena? Does that add legitimacy to the efforts?
It doesn't add legitimacy. It just kind of expands the abuse to abuse the grand jury process in this way. While I can't go into who received these subpoenas or whose records were sought, I can't say that it was extraordinarily broad. People having nothing to do the intelligence matters that are at least being reported on. It just shows what a broad fishing expedition it was. And so many norms were broken in connection with this, the norm of a president not involving himself in specific cases. Here you have the president calling on his opponents to be investigated. The norm of the president seeking records from a member of Congress and staff and doing so on a partisan basis, going after a committee that was investigating him. You know, one guardrail after another just smashed by this unethical former president, and just shows you how much we are reliant on people to say no. And if they don't stand up to an unethical president, how quickly the guardrails can come down.
That was Adam Schiff last night on with Chris Cuomo on CNN. Does he forget how the Obama administration weaponized the Department of Justice time and time and time again, and how Democrats in the Department of Justice are going even as we speak are going after Donald J. Trump, and they spent 4 years doing that. This is nothing new. This has been going on forever. Lois Lerner and the IRS, we talked about it earlier in the show. And look at how they used something like the IRS to go after Republicans. I mean, using and weaponizing government is something that the left has made. I mean, gosh, they've made it an art, you know, almost an art form. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm not trying to say that Republicans haven't done this too, but the Department of Justice can be whatever you know you want it to be, and it wouldn't surprise me if as we get further into the Biden administration that they don't start using the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland as he calls it, a bludgeon. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up, top of the hour, why did Stavros Anthony lose in his bid to move to the Clark County Commission? Why did he lose his state Supreme Court case? His attorney, Mark Hutchison, will join us. Founding partner, Hutchison and Stefan. We'll also talk about the race for governor that he's not going to be, well, a principal in, but he will have a hand in who wins and loses that race, at least on the Republican side. Mark Hutchison will join us just after 5 o'clock. And by the way, if you missed Jason Jones, you need to know more about it. He knows everything about immigration. And we had a chance to kind of grill him a little bit earlier on. I want you to hear Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham is very, very smart. I don't know that she's ever been on the show before. I want to say she has somewhere back in the dark ages, but she's really good. But I had a chance to hear from her, and Laura Ingraham. In fact, tell you what, let's go to cut three real quick. I want to see if we can squeeze this in before the next break. That Joe Biden, watching him on the world stage at the G7, projects weakness to our allies, not strength, the way Donald Trump did. And you may not have agreed with Trump's style, or even his substance. But the fact is, I think she's nailed it this time on Biden. And in just watching the tapes, the clips of him at the G7 today, he just does not project strength. He projects weakness to our allies. This is Laura Ingraham from last night.
During the 2020 campaign, anytime Biden was pressed on how he'd deal with the growing threat from China, he'd respond with the same "we are the world" refrain.
Folks, I'm restoring America's leadership on the world stage. I promise you, I will repair our alliances.
We need someone to take office this time around who on day one can stand on the world stage, command the respect of world leaders.
We should be rallying our friends to take on China's abusive practices around the world.
No, working with our friends, are we? Well, at the same time, the media, of course, relentlessly portrayed President Trump as a bull in a china shop who was hated by every world leader. And they sold Biden as Mr. Foreign Policy, kind of a diplomatic superhero of sorts, able to heal the world and get nations like Germany and France to work with us on all the big issues. But now, about 6 months into the Biden administration, we see that once again, this was another Biden bait and switch. Come on, Biden can't even get Canada to open our border to the north, and he's going to take on all of the EU? Now, time and again, we see that Biden sabotages rather than advances America's interests. On issues ranging from our energy needs to the China threat, he either projects abject weakness or he pushes policies that hurt American families, our economy, and national security.
She is spot on, as always. I want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the Laborers Union Local 872, they stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872. Every time I look at that big, beautiful new stadium, that Raider Stadium, that Allegiant Stadium, I think of the Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud. One piece of audio that I wanted to make sure we got in today was Ron Johnson. He's a senator from Wisconsin. He sent a letter to Merrick Garland, and of course, you know, talking about the Department of Justice and all, the Attorney General, and talking about a political double standard. This is cut two. Listen to this.
What is happening across the board with government agencies is people are losing confidence in them. When you see the corrupt investigation of the FBI loses integrity, and Christopher Wray has done nothing to restore that integrity. When people see an unequal administration of justice, the same thing happens. And so across the board, people are losing faith in government, which, quite honestly, I never had much in to begin with. But for example, you know, what is happening in the subject of our letter is the equal application of justice toward rioters. We have to first start by saying we condemned the violence, the repugnant racial slurs that occurred in the Capitol. No doubt about it. But what the left wants to do, what Democrats want to do, is sweep the 570 riots that occurred in the summer, 2,000 law enforcement being injured, $2 billion worth of property damage, a couple dozen people being killed, two in Kenosha, Wisconsin, dozens of buildings being burned. They want to sweep that all under the rug. And I just want to get to the bottom of how much resources.
They're both wrong. We can't have our Capitol breached ever. We've got to protect our elected officials. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. But also, we can't allow police precincts burned to the ground and cops to be pelted with rocks and bricks and Molotov cocktails, etc. Let me ask you a question. We've had revelations on Hunter. Joe Biden said three times, three separate occasions, that he never once spoke to Hunter about his foreign business dealings. Now we have photos from Hunter's laptop showing Joe Biden as vice president meeting with these foreign contacts. I don't see application of the law there. And to me, this raises serious conflict of issues, of interest issues. And he's the president. Now we have Hunter saying the N-word. The media won't even cover it. How is that possible? Because you and I both know if the last name was Trump, there'd be a different reaction.
Well, President Biden lied. He lied bold-faced to the American public, and he's not being held to account. You know, John Solomon is doing some great work. I think we're going to hear more in the coming days. But what we are witnessing again is because of the bias in the media. They picked their guy. They got him elected. Now they're going to just ignore all the sins of this administration. And they are serious problems. The compromise of Biden, Inc. How is that going to affect our foreign policy? Is that why he's looking the other way in terms of the North Stream 2? Is that why he's crawling to Iran to do another deal? Is that why he's going to be weak on China? Because Chinese know a lot about what his financial entanglements are. This is what we tried to warn the American public about, but the press wouldn't report it.
No. The press. You know, the old adage by the New York Times: all the news that's fit to print. That's not the way it is anymore. I mean, it has become all the news that we want you to know. And if you wonder why the popularity of the fake news media is as low as it is, and why you're seeing bloggers and folks online. You know, out there in the community, it's simple. The fake news media has abdicated its responsibility to give you all the news that's fit to print. They've abdicated their responsibility. And now it's up to us, you know, the general public, to determine what is the news that we think is fit to print. Stay where you are. We'll talk more about this coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear, and I know we played it for you earlier, but this to me is important stuff. This is the governor of Texas announcing last night that he is going to build his own border wall along the border of Mexico and Texas. This is Greg Abbott, Cut 5 from last night. This is going to be monumental. This may be a U.S. Supreme Court deal. Because I'm sure the courts are going to get involved in this. Here is Greg Abbott last night on Fox News Channel.
How will you get this wall built without the help of the federal government?
Laura, Texas will build it ourselves. However, tonight is not the night to announce those details. Those details about building the wall will be made next week. We've been through the process, however, of analyzing what it will take, the steps that are needed, the legal processes that are required. We believe that we can do it in a multi-step process.
Governor,
make the fine point up, Laura. Listen, we have to build the border. I've been down here talking to the people in the Rio Grande Valley, and the way they are being overrun is reprehensible. It's disastrous what the Biden administration has done. President Trump.